Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. Despite corona restrictions, several hundred people have been meeting at the Neuköllner Hasenheide on weekends for illegal parties. This was reported by the RBB Abendschau on Saturday. The current corona rules were largely ignored, and the station showed video recordings of an estimated 400 to 500 people dancing and celebrating close together, even in the rainy weather, without masks. According to RBB, the parties in the park have been going on for weeks. Every weekend, hundreds of people meet there. Drinks and drugs are brought by the party guests themselves, as are music and spotlights. An anonymous partygoer was quoted, "Corona hasn't really been a thing here in the Hasenheide since March. For years now, drugs have been sold illegally in the heavily frequented park, and the police are said to have come to the parties in the past, but the people celebrating apparently did not feel deterred by this." According to a spokeswoman, the police found about 1,000 people in the Hasenheide during the night from Saturday to Sunday of last week, which included a tent and loud music, the nice weather apparently attracting many people outside. The spokeswoman added, quote, "One must not forget that with the loosening and the freedoms that come with it, it's the responsibility of each and every one of us to stick to the guidelines." Most Berliners, however, kept to the guidelines. In addition to the Hasenheide, police have also visited other parks during the evening and night hours in the past weeks to check the compliance with the anti-corona rules and to remind people to keep minimum distances. The officers found parties with violations, especially in Mauer Park and the Gleisdreieck Park. Anyone who urgently needs a new passport or ID card in order to travel at short notice, thanks to the easing of the corona crisis, could be unlucky. Despite the enormous demand for services at Berlin's Bürgeramt, appointments have been reduced. Berliners therefore need a lot of patience and luck to get an appointment. After the corona emergency operations at the end of May, the offices began to gradually increase their public traffic. As before, visits are only possible by appointment. For 4 weeks, it's been possible again to make an appointment by calling 115 or via the online service portal. 12,500 calls to number 115 were registered by the Senate Interior Administration on a Monday between 9 and 10 a.m., which is the equivalent of about 3.5 dials per second, and most callers went away empty-handed when it came to an appointment. Many Berliners have to do without registering a new car or renewing an ID card, for example, for now. According to information from the Interior Administration, despite the gradual increase of customer capacities, the number of available appointments has not yet reached pre-corona conditions. Current workstation capacity depends on the individual spatial conditions in each office, as the protection of employees and customers against infection has top priority. Customers have also had difficulties getting an appointment via the online portal. Many days on the calendar are marked in red, meaning they're fully booked, and many days in July aren't yet available for booking. Apparently, the citizens' offices set their appointments only with a short lead time. Per the Senate Interior Administration, how long this lead time is varies from location to location. In Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, for example, appointments are bookable 10 days in advance via the portal. Arne Hertz of the CDU, City Councilor for Citizens Services, knows that these are quickly filled up, stating, quote, "Every morning we activate another day for online booking, and on the same morning, the dates are fully booked." Due to hygiene regulations and distance rules, only 2 customers are served in one office, and each employee can handle about 5 appointments per hour. Figures from Treptow-Köpenick also show an average of 200 emails and 500 calls received every day for appointment requests. A total of 5,112 customers were served between May 25th and June 15th. To this end, the daily opening hours of both offices have been extended to 11.5 hours a day. Employees in 2 rounds every day from 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., and the availability of appointments varies greatly and depends upon the daily personnel situation. In Reinickendorf, appointments are only released for one calendar week at a time and are always made available on Wednesday of the previous week. Christopher Date from the Neukölln District Office remarked that their operations, like in other districts, are running in compliance with distance rules and protective measures, even in the waiting areas, and the usual number of appointments cannot be provided despite the high demand. He added that since the number of appointments will only increase again in the future, quote, "we still strongly recommend that all services that can be requested in writing should be requested in writing, and that appointments should only be booked if really necessary. Everything else should wait if possible." And he assured citizens that in emergencies, solutions will be found. In Steglitz-Zehlendorf, in addition to the number 115, there is a district hotline at 90-299-6321, where 10 employees are on hand to make appointments according to urgency. Michael Koznetsky of the SPD, district town councilor for order and citizen services, stated that these two are completely overcrowded. For those who want to book an appointment online, Steglitz-Zehlendorf offers this service 1 week in advance, and Karnetsky recommends trying it first thing in the morning. Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg's district spokeswoman Sarah Luhmann also speaks of a run on the district's three offices. This is not least due to those whose appointments for documents and permits were canceled because of the corona closures. As in the other districts, the offices are not yet able to offer the same amount of services and advice as before. However, an increase in staff at this point in the district office has neither been implemented nor is planned. Furthermore, not all of the Bürgeramt locations in the districts are open yet. In Spandau, for example, appointments are only offered at two of the four locations, the one in the town hall and the one in the Wasserstadt. In other districts, the Märkische Wilte branch, the Helle-Mitte office in Hellersdorf, and the Hallamweg offices are closed. It is apparent, however, that the districts are working on further increasing capacities. Yesterday in Steglitz-Zehlendorf, the office in the Lankwitz town hall had reopened for appointment customers. And in Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, a room in the office on Heerstrasse will be rebuilt in order to be able to receive more customers. After a one-week transition phase, Berlin's Kitas and daycare centers returned to normal operations yesterday. Despite the corona pandemic, all children are supposedly to be cared for as they were pre-corona. However, various child care providers have already sounded an alarm because many of the educators are among the risk groups and are therefore absent. The range of child care must remain limited. The chair of the State Parental Committee for Daycare Centers in Berlin, Corinna Balkov, says that she still expects limitations despite the planned return to normal operation, stating to RBB, quote, "In many facilities, parts of the personnel cannot be utilized because they belong to a risk group. Therefore, many daycare centers are far from being able to operate at full hours," adding that for now, she prefers to speak of, quote, "restricted regular operation." Although the transition phase last week went well in principle, and most parents were happy about it, she added, quote, "many parents with full-time employment were unable to bring their children to the daycare centers because the opening hours do not allow it. Many of these parents also have massive problems because of the closing times during the summer holidays, because they no longer have any vacation time to cover it." Balkov expects that children and parents in Berlin will have to live with these restrictions, quote, "for quite some time," simply because there's a lack of qualified personnel, adding, quote, "either we have to use people from outside the profession to manage the opening hours, or we restrict the opening hours and work with qualified personnel." She went on to say, however, that non-specialist staff would only be able to be employed for a very restricted period of time, and added that open communication in the daycare centers is of the utmost importance, adding, quote, "some parents can get by with fewer hours and others need more. Here, one must look individually so that solutions can be found." As announced in a press release on Friday, as of yesterday, the recycling centers of the Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, have reopened. only the yards on Behmstrasse in Prenzlauer Berg and Berlinerstrasse in Wilmersdorf will continue to have shorter opening hours between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for the time being. The others are back to normal pre-pandemic hours. Due to the coronavirus, the facilities had greatly reduced their opening hours in order to avoid the complete closure of sites. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.